Thank you so much for calling. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling from Australia. I've written a book and it's doing really well in Australia, and I've got friends in America who I mailed a copy to and they loved it, but I want someone to, you know, to do it for me over there, produce it for me, even though I kind of was self-publisher.
All right.
How do I go about sending you a copy?
Hello,
sorry.
May I have your name, please?
Sorry?
May I have your name, please?
Amanda Hoffman, H-O-F for Fred, F for Fred, M-A-N.
All right, please stay on the line. Let me connect you with some other concerned person.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much for holding on the line. Is that Amanda?
Yep.
Hi, Amanda. How's it going?
Yeah, good. I published my own book and wrote my own book about barbed wire and lace, what makes an Australian. And I would like someone to publish it for me in America.
Okay.
And it's fun. I've sent a couple copies to friends in America, and they absolutely love it, and they've got friends that want to buy it, but it's not available in America.
Okay.
I'd rather have someone else publish it for me, if possible.
Of course it is. Of course it is possible. How soon are you guys looking to get going on that?
Well, do I mail you a copy? Because I've got a hard copy in a book. Do I email you?
Yes.
What do
if
I do?
If you have it on your computer, you can email it to me. I'll give you my email address if you're ready.
Yep.
It's Haley.Stringfellow.
H-A-L-E-Y?
No. H-A-L-E-Y dot Stringfellow, STRINGFELLOW. At penguinbookwriters.com.
And if I want to mail you a copy, which is the finished copy, is it? How do I mail that to you?
Okay, I'll give you the address as soon as you're on board. Let me explain to you how the publishing process is going to look like. The moment we receive your hard copy or your PDF doc on my email or on my, you know, office address, I'm going to go ahead and get it published on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You have to listen to this because this is kind of important, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and publish it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Ingram's Park, Apple Books, Google Books, Lulu, Chapter, Pavel Books, Kobo, Target, Walmart, Lulu, Brick & Mortar. All of these platforms are going to get covered with your physical copies in the bookshelves and local libraries, which is going to cover 116,000 libraries and universities all across the United States and Canada. Okay? Then I'm going to get your book online available through print on demand in, you know, all the regions globally so that people all around the world can place an order and enjoy reading your books. Side by side, I'm also going to share 20 copies with you. They will be more like your premium autographed copies with your signature and your name embossed with gold foil so that if you want, you can distribute them among your friends and circle. If not, you can just keep them to yourself. The best part is that we don't keep any percentage or any ownership rights off your book. You will be the whole and sole owner of your book yourself, Amanda, and all the sales you will make, all the proceeds are going to fall to your account directly, okay? Are you following me?
Yes, is that how you published Who Moved My Cheese?
Sorry?
The book that you published called Who Moved My Cheese,
mm-hmm.
was that how they published the book? Same
yes.
way?
Exactly, the same way.
Okay, what's the charge to do that?
The charge to do this is $1,500 United. You know, it's U.S. dollars, $1,500, one-time fee.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's about it. And that's going to cover
okay.
your paperback, your ebook, everything.
Right, and you print them, do you?
Yes, we do them. We do the printing of bulk orders, even the print on demand. So everything is going to get covered through our end. That's not your responsibility.
Right. Now, if I want to mail you a copy, where do I mail it to?
You have to place an order. I'll get you connected with the team, and they will share the printing address with you where we will be receiving a copy, and we'll go from there. Or you can just simply email
Thank you.
It to me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So shall we get started?
Yep.
Okay. So, Amanda, I would be needing your first name, your last name, your email address, and your best phone number.
Okay. First name is Amanda. Last name is Hoffman.
H-O-F-F-M-A-N.
No, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, Hoffman.
Lovely. Is there any middle initial?
Yep. No.
No. Okay. And your email address?
Louise is my middle name. Do you usually use the middle name?
Well, we do for our records, but
okay.
it won't be on your
okay.
book. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Louise is my middle name.
L-O-U-I-S?
E. Yep. Louise. Oh. L-O-U-I-S-E.
All righty. Email address.
It's 65.
H.
Copacabana. Sorry, did you asked me for my address?
No, email address.
Email address is info, I-N-F-O, S for Fred, O for ordinary, info at wow, W-O-W,
mm-hmm.
byte. B-I-T-E-S
mm-hmm.
.com.au info at wowbytes.com.au W-O-W-B-I-T-E-S .com.au
I got it.
Yep.
And your best phone number?
0402. It's 61 if you're dialing in Australia. 0402-744-747.
Mm-hmm.
Do you actually promote the book as well? How does it get promoted?
Yes, we do offer a promoted publishing program in which we promote our books for 6 months, through which our customers can easily earn up to $4,000 or $5,000 on a monthly basis through their royalties only. And that promoted publishing continues for 6 months, in which we, you know, kind of link up your work on Amazon. We do search engine optimization. We go ahead and also take care of, you know, social media creation and management. That's going to cost you $1,000 extra if you want to upgrade to a package. Or what you can do is that you can go and start with $1,500 for now, and once your book is published, you can later upgrade your package too. So it's totally up to you.
Right.
Yeah. So that's about it. And
so,
go ahead.
Yep. No, go ahead.
I was just covering that. I have been working in Australian region for the past 2 years now. I have been working with, you know, some of the clients. I know how it's going to work with Australian region. I'm going to cover that for you. That's not your part to take care of. Okay? So you will be working with me and my entire team to be on the same page.
Where are you in the Philippines, are you?
Oh, no, we're not in Philippines. We're in New York.
The company's in New York, but where are you? Like, your nationality is Filipino, isn't it?
No, I'm not Filipino.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm Turkish.
Filipino. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so how do I make sure that it's my book and someone doesn't pirate it once I send it to you?
Okay, so we are going to go ahead. I'll share the steps with you. First step, order processing step. Second step, project management step. Third step, NDA signature. Fourth step, manuscript exchange. And fifth step, initial of the tasks. So that's how it's going to work. So you will be signing an NDA that I'm going to be sharing with you the moment the order is processed, so that you know your book is not going to go anywhere else, because it's already published in the Australian region. We have to just publish in the local, you know, U.S. region and globally apart
Doesn't the non-disclosure agreement come first?
No.
Before you get the book?
No.
Okay.
We won't ask you to share your book until and unless the contract is signed from your end.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you be able to email me all that information so I can go ahead and read over that as well?
Of course. I'm going to do that right away. And just give me a chat. You're most welcome. Also, Amanda, can you confirm if you would be needing any sort of editing or, you know, kind of proofreading services for your book, or is it absolutely in the best shape?
It's pretty good. It could be have a little bit of cleanup, but it's pretty good. But maybe we can discuss that after you get it and read it. Is there someone who reads it?
Yes, of course. You will be working with the team. And my team consists of editors, beta readers. They will go ahead and read your book thoroughly, and they will let you know. My board of editors are going to sit down and provide you with the editorial assessment report, in which we are going to highlight the weaknesses and the strengths of your book.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that comes with the cost of...
Yes, that comes with the cost of the plan that I've discussed, and that's about it. Hold on.
Okay.
Give me one moment. I'm almost done. And what exactly is your book about? I'm sorry, I didn't ask you that question.
It's called Barbed Wire and Lace, What Makes an Australian. So it's a story about growing up in Australia.
Okay.
And what makes an Australian. Yep.
Oh, I see.
It's funny. It's a bit of comedy as well.
Oh, nice. We all want that, because we're so tired of the depressed world we are in as of now. We need such authors and we need such books to make us feel good. Which part of Australia do you belong to?
New South Wales.
South Wales, okay. I think Latrobe University was there or is there. I'm not quite sure, because when I was trying to move from Turkey from higher education, I kind of researched some of the universities in Australia. Dinkins and Latrobe was one of the universities I got accepted. But I changed my mind and came here.
Yeah. Yeah. So you never went to Australia.
I hope
you can read the book and you can read the book and learn what it's like to be growing up in Australia. You'll have a good laugh. My girlfriend did all the cartoons in it as well.
That's great. So you have illustrations in that as well?
Yeah. It's all illustrated by a cartoonist, a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny.
I see.
Oh, it's funny, and Americans love it.
Of course. We need more, you know, authors like you. I have a friend, Luca. He's in Australia, too. He's in Brisbane.
Sorry?
You were saying something.
So what I was saying was, now I've forgotten. So everything is done because it's been published in Australia. I did have someone do it, but it just probably needs to be reviewed. But it's a little bit like Who Moved My Cheese. It's a very positive. It's got positive little things at the end of each paragraph, each chapter. So it's kind of like a motivational one as well, but it's a real life story. These things did happen.
Understandable. Amanda, is it possible for you to come on my website by any chance, if it's okay? Are you in front of your computer?
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but I can go to your website.
Okay, it's penguinbookwriters.com.
Yep.
Let me know once you are on it.
I'll get my computer. Hang on.
Sure, take your time. No rush. Season 1 suck. Let me know once you're on the website.
It's just loading up.
Mhm. Okay, I think I...
Yep. Is it Haley? I've got you on here, yeah?
Hey, Amanda, I just wrote you that, and there's a I'm attaching the contract for you. Do you see the contract?
Yep, I'm just opening it now.
Okay.
So I don't need the interior layout and illustration, and I've done the book cover.
No worries. I've just added that just in case, you know, later down the line my editors want to format the book cover or they want to format the interior layout and the illustrations as per the international publishing standards set by U.S. region, just in case so that later down the line you don't end up paying extra. So that is the reason why I've added that, just to avoid you paying any additional cost later down the line. If you want, I can remove it.
Okay.
But in case the
interns
need, you know?
Yeah, that's...
Also,
yeah,
one more question. I have a question for you, Amanda.
Yeah.
And the question
away.
Is your book copyrighted?
Is it copyrighted?
Is your book copyrighted?
No, I'm not sure. Yes, it is.
Lovely.
2014. Copyrighted.
Hey? Lovely, lovely. That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, copyrighted in Amanda Hoffman 2014. I haven't marketed it at all.
No problem.
Anyway, yep.
But it's safe. That's all I wanted to know,
yep.
Because, you know, I wanted to check if it's protected or not. Because if it wasn't copyrighted, then I would have, first of all, get it copyrighted in the same price, and then I would have, you know.
Yep.
Because
no,
you cannot.
Done all that.
Yeah, of course. That's lovely.
Yep. Okay. Okay. I've read through the whole agreement.
Mm-hmm. You've read the agreement?
Yep.
Okay. Are you satisfied?
Yep.
All right. So shall we proceed ahead?
Yeah. So how does it go from here? So
I'm going to share the payment link with you on the chat box. You need to complete it. As soon as you complete it, you'll see a big thank you page in front of you. As soon as you see a big thank you page in front of you, what I'm going to do next is that I'm going to prepare your paid receipt, and I'm going to, you know, share the paid receipt and share some questionnaire surveys with you that you have to fill out. Also, I'll invite you on our in-house portal, which is called CRM, from where you can keep a track of your order 24/7 and monitor us what exactly we are doing with your work, okay? And within the next 6 to 7 business days, I'm going to get your book published.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead. I've got an appointment now that I've got to go to. Can I finish this later on this afternoon? Is that all right?
Let me check my schedule. Give me a moment, please, because I have some scheduled calls already, which I have to take care of, and I cannot make any changes in the last hour. Just a sec.
Yeah, so, I keep the time difference. Right? What time is it over there?
Sorry?
What time is it there?
It's 8:11. It's 8:11 p.m.
Oh, you're late at night then. Well, if I did it tonight at 8:11 tonight or thereabouts, it should be 10 past 10 this morning. So you're 2 hours behind us. So if I was to do it, if I do it tonight at say 10:09, 8:00. So
what time is it there right now?
It's quarter past 10.
And what time do you get free?
Well, after dinner, but is that going to be, that'll be in New York, that'll be the morning for you, won't it?
Okay, let me check.
First thing.
Let me check what I can do here. You don't even have 2 minutes to stay?
Sorry?
You don't have 2 minutes to bear?
Yeah, I do, but I've got to get going now. I've got the information. I've got to print off the contract, sign it, and email it back to you.
Okay.
Can you do it via email? Can you email me the contract and instead of doing it through the website? Because once I get off the website, I won't be able to get it back again, will I?
Absolutely, yes. Once you get back on the website, then there is another, kind of chat box that appears and the old history gets deleted automatically. What I'm going to do next is that I'm going to email you the contract for your review as well, and I'm going to share the payment link there. As soon as you're done and you see a big thank you page, you just email me back and I'll call you, okay?
All right. Okay. Sounds
wonderful.
Good.
Sounds terrific to me as well. I look forward to speaking with you, and you take good care of yourself, and we'll speak soon.
Thank you. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome, and bye-bye.